What it do, everybody? Wow. Like, I said, every time I hear that fucking loud thing in the back, I always think to myself still, this guy came to fucking party. Alright, so, what is up, everybody? This is the Orbis Spaceman Show, as you already know, of course, you know. And as you're most common with the show, if you are familiar, hopefully you've got your blunt, your bowl, your bone, your dab rig, or however it is, lit up, and you are ready to ride with this shit, you know. Man. So, basically, like on this episode, it's just me. It's just me here talking to you. It's your neighborhood-friendly black guy here to make you laugh or cry or angry or whatever it is that you may be feeling right now. You know, I'm not your therapist, so let's not go that far. Anyway, so, man, it's been some amazing things on my mind here lately. I've been running into some crazy situations, and I don't understand why. I don't understand why I keep running into these, like, crazy, like, random fucking situations, you know? And, like, one of them I can kind of explain, you know, probably why it happened or whatnot, you know? Like, I was drinking off-brand Coronas, and, like, the shit, whenever you're drinking off-brand beers, I feel like the shit is way stronger, or it is super, like, watered-down type of shit, you know? Well, let's just say that these were extra strong, you know what I'm saying? I guess that's how I would put it, because that seems to be the voice that I had after 8 of those. No, I'm not an alcoholic, I just get really thirsty, you know? But I heard an old guy say that one time, and I thought, I was like, what? Wait, what? You're not an alcoholic? Why don't you drink water? He was like, beer is water. It's got a lot of it in it. Touche, my friend. Touche, my friend. But not like, yeah. So, yeah, anyway. So, I ran into this crazy situation to where the other day, my friend, he came to me and, like, he asked me, he's like, hey, dude, I want to talk to you about something. And, like, normally, you know, like, that, you know, that's okay. That's whatever. You want to talk to your friends. But it's like when your friends come to you and they're like, hey, man, I want to talk to you. You kind of get worried, like, oh, my God. Like, what the fuck did you do? You know? Like, is John Wick after you? Because get the fuck out of my house. You know? Like, that kind of shit, you know? Like, do you finally get diabetes from all that McDonald's you eat? You know? It's like, I'm not being mean. I'm just being truthful. I'm just telling you. I'm asking you. You know? But no, like, this dude comes to me and he's like, hey, dude, I've decided to make a different life choice. I'm like, a different life choice, dude? Like, what do you mean? You know, you're like 35. There aren't any more life choices that you could really make besides getting a motorcycle and crashing. You know, like, that's it. That's all I can fucking think of, bro. Like, what the fuck? But he comes to me and he's like, hey, man, I've decided that for the rest of my life now, I'm going to go to California and I'm going to pursue acting. And I was like, what? You know what? Go right ahead, dude. You know, just go right ahead, dude. Do that shit. You can do it. I'm not going to be the one to down you or anything. He's like, all right, well, cool. You can hear me out. He's like, I'm going to go there and I'm going to do fucking porn. And I was like, what? Wait a minute. Hang on a second. Hang on a second, okay? You're gonna go to California, to Silicon fucking Valley, to do fucking porn? Corn. that's gross. Anyway, like, you're gonna go there to do porn. That's disgusting. Like, what? Wait a minute. Hang on a second. Like, I've known you, dude, since we were, like, 10. And I'm pretty sure... You got the job, you know. I'm just going to just go out there with that one. But, you know. But what made you come to this decision? You know, you're like, you're trying to figure out questions and shit to ask, you know. Like, well, how'd you come to this conclusion of you're going to go and do porn for the rest of your life, you know, and you're going to decide that, hey, I'm going to start at the bottom, and I'm going to fuck fat bitches all the way down to skinny bitches, and then go back to fat bitches. And I'm like, is this what you decided to do with your 401k type shit, you know? I'm like, what the fuck's going on? I don't know. I got bumblefucked, and I'm like, what do I... I don't know, is that the right word? Should you even say that nowadays? Like, bumblefucked. I don't know. That's a weird fucking word. Bumblefucked. My dogs are looking at me like, why are you saying bumblefucked to us? They're like, oh, I wish you could see their face. They're so stupid. They're like looking at me, and she's like... This motherfucker looked me dead in my eyes and said, bumblefuck. And she, like, literally just, like, walked out. This is like, nah. I saw this in a Rob Zombie movie. I'm not good with this. Anyway. So, like I said, I'm lost now because I was thinking about the word bumblefuck. It's so stupid. Bumblefuck. That's, like, my word of the week now. It's like everywhere I go, I'm going to be like, hey, what's up? I'm going to stub my toe. Bumblefuck! Like, what the fuck? Like, bees are probably like, why are you cursing our name? Bumble. Oh, shit. Whoa. By the way, I am smoking on cotton candy kush. And as the majority of the time, I'm using rice papers, or rice cones, most of the time. Element, shout out to Element, bom, 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 you know, because they do it up, and I fucks with that, but damn it, oh, jeez. Anyway, alright, so, there's a lot of cool shit that's been happening around the world, too, like, China built a fucking hospital in 6 days. They built a hospital in 6 fucking days, dude. The neighborhood where I live at is full of fucking Mexicans, and they've been meeting all week as to how the fuck they're not gonna lose jobs now. I'm like, oh my god, like, they can't come and take jobs. That was really stupid. But on the real shit, that's kind of for real, you know? Because I don't have a job, and I sit with them at Home Depot sometimes. But, yeah, I don't know. We gotta figure something out. That's crazy. That's fucking crazy. It's like, did you guys know this was gonna happen? Coronavirus. Oh, God. This is like, when was the last time that there was, like, some crazy shit that, like, broke out in China? Like, when was the last time some shit like that happened? It's been, like, a long time. I don't know. It's just, like... Here, the last few years is like, it's been like going steady with Africa and shit. Africa's like, hell yeah, I got a break this time. You know, like, fuck. God dang, dude. China. Coronavirus. Is this shit even real? Like, I know it's real, like, it kills people and shit. I know that. Like, I'm like, bruh. They're like, you know what? Let's drop some shit over here. To take so many fucks out. Like, what? Damn. I don't know. That's crazy how I got those people, like, stuck at sea and shit. I'm like, damn, they are stuck at sea on a fucking cruise ship of all fucking places. Like, do you know how, like, suck ass that would be to be stuck on a fucking cruise ship? Ah, dude, that would be balls. That would suck dick. You know? I don't know. That's just what I think. I think this is like, this sucks. This sucks so bad. Man. Well, I guess on to some other shit. So, a few things that I'm going to be doing is going to be pretty awesome this year. I'm going to be hosting some live shows for this podcast. And I'm going to be having a bunch of comedian comic friends of mine come out and do some time to make you guys laugh. I'm also going to be hanging out and doing a few different stand-up places myself. So, one of those things, if you're going to be out for Valentine's Day, I'll be in Martin, Tennessee, to do some stand-up time for the people of the lovely place that is Martin, Tennessee. And then I will be back here in Memphis to do You Look Like, which is a great, an amazing podcast and a great show. And you guys, if you live in the city of Memphis, you should definitely be there and check it out. If not, then that's cool. You know, it's cool. Don't trip. It's still going to be amazing. And you can check their podcast out as well on the OAM network as well. So, and then as well as that, on March the 2nd, I will be in Flobama to make some of you people laugh. And I can't wait. It's going to be an amazing time. Me and a great other set of comics are going to be down there. One of my great friends, Topher Shaw, is going to be down there as well. So definitely be on the lookout for that, Alabama, if you're down in that way. And then, March the 6th at Canvas of Memphis, I will be hosting a live show of this podcast. And I will be bringing out some great comics. I'll be bringing out Nolan Hill. There's a great local comic from Mississippi. I will be bringing out another great friend of mine, Tommy Ola, who is an amazing, amazing comic here in the city of Memphis. I will be also bringing up some friends of mine from Arkansas, and I will be bringing Alexi Bardenos up. And I probably said his last name wrong. He's going to be like, oh, you said my name wrong. And I'm going to be like, my bad, bro. But he's coming up, and he's going to be an amazing guy from Little Rock, and you guys can't wait to see him. And then I'm going to have a surprise guest for everyone, and one amazing artist, a guy from Def Comedy Jam. He's got a show, had a special on HBO. Henry Coleman is going to be doing some fucking time here, and it's going to be an amazing, great, great time. And I can't wait. I hope to see everybody there. Bring your friends. If you actually, you know what? I'll do this. If you are listening to this podcast and you mention in this podcast the name of the place where I do my recording at, which keyword space station. If you mention the space station, then you can get your tickets for $3 instead of $5. Save you $2. And then this day and age, we could always use that. Use that $2 to buy cigars. You know? Put that $2 towards the good weed. Alright. This has been the Over Spaceman Show. And I don't know why I sound like I'm about to lead a spaceship of deserted slaves into space. But anyway, I've been Over Spaceman. I appreciate everybody coming through and listening to this shit. Keep supporting the show. If you want to support the show, you always can. You can donate to Cash App. And that Cash App name is going to be Two Baked Studios. It's $ Two Baked Studios. And you can donate to the show. If you donate to the show, I will definitely send you some stuff. A t-shirt, a hat, some of the things some of our guests have left here on some of the episodes. And yeah, definitely shout out to some of the great places. My skin looks so great because I get my stuff from BU, and they're an amazing, amazing product that you can get for your hair and your skin, things like that, you know. Helps me continue to look black and young. So when white people ask me, it's like, oh, you're how old? And then they go, ooh, black doesn't crack. And I can say, ah, it doesn't. Not unless you do it. All right, we out. Hey, don't forget. Pass. pass the fucking blunt, yo.